This is the Global Village Podcast, where we bring together people from around the world to share their stories. Our goal is to create a platform where everyone can have a voice and be heard. We believe that every story is unique and has the power to inspire, educate, and connect us all.
Hello, everyone. My name is Aisha, and welcome to Global Village Podcast. I'm here with Amanjad. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? If not Brooks, how and why did you come to Brooks?
Hello, everyone. My name is Amanjot Kaur. I am originally from India. I came to Canada in September 2019 as a student in Fleming College, Lindsay, Ontario. For my second program, which was Human Resources Management, I chose Seneca College, Toronto. I moved to Brooks last April. It is very welcoming and diverse community. I chose Brooks because of its peaceful environment. Big cities are not really my thing, so I like to live in small towns.
Would you like to talk about the struggles you have faced in Canada as an international student?
Yes. Student time is the hardest time, especially for international students in Canada. An international student pays three times tuition fees than a domestic student. I came to Lindsay, which is a small town in Ontario. There was no transportation. I used to walk 3 kilometers to get my groceries. It was like walking for 3 kilometers with 7 kg weight on my shoulders. On top of that, I was feeling homesickness and anxiety. There was not so many job opportunities, which was just adding up to the difficulties I was facing, but I never gave up.
What was your perspective on mental health growing up versus now?
Mental health issues are more serious than it look. As a kid, I used to think people just exaggerate issues. There is nothing serious about it. Maybe I used to think like this because my parents were handling everything and they were taking care of everything for me. But now I'm doing life myself and handling all the situations. Now I know how hard it is to handle work and personal life issues at the same time. But it is easy to get through everything when there are supportive people around you. Never hesitate to ask for help when you need it the most.
How do you handle stress and pressure in a workplace?
I just focus on the things which I can control. There is no point of worrying about the things we can't control. So I take a deep breath and take some break from the work. At home, I try to meditate for some time, which really helps. So then I get back to work when I feel like.
If you could have a conversation with your younger self, what advice would you give?
I was an underconfident child, so I used to think I'm behind. Everybody else is doing better than me. I never loved myself enough. I never gave myself an award for achievement, for achieving something. So to my younger self, I would say, just love yourself more and you are not less than anyone else.
What is one thing you like about your career?
I am working as assistant youth coordinator at Global Village Center. It was always my dream to do something, make difference in the community. So at Global Village Center, we try to guide youth for their better future. We focus on personal growth of the youth. We also give them opportunity to connect with mentors and role models. We empower and educate youth. So this is what I love most about my career.
That's amazing. What are your personal interests?
My personal interests are reading books and listening to the music. I read English and Punjabi books. I like to read books about well-known people's lives. So I also like exploring and traveling to new places.
What are the challenges in rural areas like Brooks or New World communities?
There are limited opportunities in rural areas. It's hard to find a job. And the second thing is housing. Housing is another issue. So because I remember when I was new to Brooks and I was looking for an accommodation, it took me 1.5 months to find an accommodation in Brooks. I used to come from Calgary to Brooks to find an accommodation. Another thing, there is no transportation. It's really hard to find a ride for the person who don't have his own vehicle.
It's International Women's Day today. Would you like to share your thoughts about it?
Yes. On International Women's Day, I would like to express my gratitude to all the women around the world who inspire, lead, and make a difference every day. Here's to celebrating your strength, resilience, and achievements. We continue to strive for a more equitable and inclusive world where every woman's voice is heard and valued. So happy International Women's Day.
Before we say goodbye, do you have any advice or a word of wisdom you would like to share with our audience?
Yes. Remember that your actions, no matter how small, have the power to shape the world around you. Embrace kindness, courage, and compassion in everything you do. By standing up for what's right and lending a helping hand to those in need, you can make a meaningful difference in the lives of others and contribute to bright, more inclusive future for all.
Thank you for being here with us, Amanjot.
Thanks for having me.
I'll be playing Amanjot's favorite song at the end of the podcast.
ਕਦੇ ਸੂਰਜ ਵਾਂਗੂ ਤਪਦਾ ਹਾ ਸੂਰਜ ਵਾਂਗੂ ਤਪਦਾ ਕਦੇ ਸ਼ਾਂਤ ਸਵੇਰੇ ਵਰਗਾ ਆ ਮਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਜਵਾਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਵਰਗਾ ਆ ਮਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਜਵਾਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਵਰਗਾ ਆ ਕਈ ਵਾਰੀ ਬਾਪੂ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਜਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਦੁਨੀਆਦਾਰੀ ਦੇਖੇ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਆਮ ਜਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਆ ਪਰ ਜਦ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦੇਖੇ ਨੀ ਮੈਂ ਖਾਸ ਜਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਮਾਫੀ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹਾ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਮਾਫੀ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਵਰਗਾ ਆ ਮਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਜਮਾਂ ਤੇਰੇ ਕਦੇ ਸੂਰਜ ਵਾਂਗੂ ਤਪਦਾ
ਚੁੱਕ ਮੱਥੇ ਲਾ ਲਾ ਪੈਰ ਤਰੇ ਤੂੰ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਮਾਟੀ ਤੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਜੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਮਾਂ ਚਰਨ ਕੌਰ ਲਿਖਵਾ ਲਾਂ ਛਾਤੀ ਤੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਜੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਮਾਂ ਚਰਨ ਕੌਰ ਲਿਖਵਾ ਲਾਂ ਛਾਤੀ ਤੇ
This has been the Global Village Podcast, and we hope that you've enjoyed this journey as we explore the diverse cultures, perspectives, and issues that makes Brooks a global village.